Been hold.
Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I am your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I am joined by MetPro client Krista Kuhnert, and we are going to be hearing about Krista's entire MetPro journey. Thank you so much for being here today, Krista.
Thank you for having me.
I am so glad to have you here. I would like to hear first a little bit about yourself and how you came to find MetPro.
I am 51, and I have heard about MetPro a number of years ago from the MTA podcast and a friend. And then I thought about it and I researched it, and I was concerned that they would restrict what food I ate or something. And so I was like, I'm not interested. So then years and years went past, and then I listened to your other podcast, and you and Tom had gone on the MetPro journey. And then I thought, okay, they're doing it. Maybe let's revisit it. And I turned 50 last year, and then I was just struggling with just feeling like, oh, it's menopause, and blaming it on other things. So finally, I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it and try it out. And so that's how I came to it. It was a number of years I thought about
okay.
it.
Okay. So there was a lot of different factors. What do you think was the final, okay, this is going to be a good fit for me?
My weight just kept creeping up, and I was trying to do things on my own. And so after all my research and you guys doing it, I thought, I'm just going to do it because I want to feel better. And I didn't want to go down some other paths with menopause, like doing other things. I wanted to try the nutrition part first and see if I could help my body feel better doing that. And it's been amazing.
That's wonderful. So then, is this your first time working with a coach?
Yes.
And was it what you expected?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. When I first started, I took a couple days off work to learn how to meal prep. I mean, I did tell my boss, look, I need a few days off, because I was wrapping my mind around the app. And that was just hard to understand. Oh, I add this apple and this. And what is Ezekiel bread? Like, I'd seen it in the grocery store forever and thought, who eats that? And now I eat it every day. And Actimat crackers, like, I just thought, oh, that's for my in-laws. But now I'm like, yay, I get crackers. Just figuring it all out initially took some time for me because I was just used to eating Chipotle and add some lettuce and think I'm doing great, or just fast, not fast food, but just I have adult children and they don't care about me cooking. It's just always like getting them food. And I really like making food on my own. It's not hard, just ground turkey, basic things like that.
Sure. So it sounds like you were eating before. It's not that you were necessarily eating unhealthy, but you were eating processed food or things that were convenience food, which is totally understandable, by the way. And what it sounds like at first, just understanding what the whole food approach was like was a struggle. And if you've never prepped your meals before, that's a little bit of a learning curve. Were those the main things that you encountered that were a little bit of a learning curve? Or were there other things that you came across that you were like, oh, I don't know how to do this, or I've never done this before?
In the past, when I did other programs like Weight Watchers and things like that, I was used to like points. And so I would just eat a huge fruit salad and that would be 0 points. But then learning here, oh, you can have one apple and 2 tablespoons of peanut butter and a piece of jerky or something. And those kind of important things to not just go, oh, just eat all the fruit you want, like really dialing that in. And that has just changed my life of lowering my blood sugar. Like, I don't have the cravings anymore like I did. I basically would go into my doctor and say, look, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything, but let me have sugar. And it just, things started to get near pre-diabetic levels. And then I was just like, ooh. MetPro has just taught me all about nutrition in a roundabout way, because I have those friends who are super macro, like they're always talking macros and you're like, whoa, and weighing food, and it's just overwhelming. And now I'm weighing food every day and it's not overwhelming. I can do this. I don't have to talk to all my friends about it, but it makes it manageable. And the blood sugar just is completely leveled out. So now I don't go to a bakery and want everything. I just go into a different town and be like, I have to have everything. And now I'm like, oh, I can have one cupcake and treat yourself. But don't go crazy.
It sounds like your coach has educated you on blood sugar and why it's necessary to have a little bit of protein and a little bit of fat at every meal. Do you feel like it's easier for you to make choices that will keep your blood sugar lower now that you understand the why behind that?
Totally, totally. And the app is just amazing. So just totally amazing with the carb, fat, protein ratios that I would not understand on my own.
And just for people listening who may have never, you know, heard anything about MetPro before, the reason that it's not that fruit is a bad thing and fruit is good. And I don't want it to sound like we're anti-fruit over here at MetPro, but it does have sugar in it. And so what we do is we have fruits listed in a high glycemic category and a low glycemic category. We keep the fruit more attached to snacks instead of to meals. And so when you're eating the fruit, either way, whether it's during a meal or it's during a snack, we're also incorporating protein and we're incorporating fat, which is going to help you absorb a little bit of that sugar. It's going to help your body absorb it more equally. And so you're not going to have as much of a spike to your blood sugar, which has been definitely associated with weight gain, having those big spikes. So then I would like to ask, what has surprised you about MetPro?
I guess what has surprised me, it's been almost 5 months now, is that it is easier to incorporate into my life than I initially thought it would be. That's why I was just so reluctant. I'm really stubborn. Like, I'm a Scorpio. I'm like, I don't want you to tell me what to eat. Like, I really thought there was going to be like, you have to eat this and you have to eat that. And you have to, if you like this kind of oatmeal, and you know what, you can have that for a week or two or whatever. Like, you can make it work in the plan. And I like that I have some freedoms to choose the food that I do. So it's not just eating bland stuff all the time. Like, when I first started, I was eating plain ground turkey for the first 2 months because I didn't even understand I could put like taco seasoning on it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Then I realized it. I was like, oh my God. And he put it over lettuce, and then I'd put like free salsa on it, or then the little avocado cups. And so I'm really learning, and I feel like so much better. Like, it's just remarkable to feel this great, to eat this well. And I wish I had found it years ago, because at 51, to understand nutrition now, it seems a little later than I probably should have understood.
It's really just important that you found a way to eat that feels good and that makes you feel good, makes your body feel good, and that works along with your goals. I know, because we've met before. We met by accident. We were both out at Big Sur. You met me on the course and I was walking after my accident. But like, you're a very active person. You do races, you run. So it's not like you're a person who's never taking care of yourself and never been active. It's just different when you add the nutrition. And as we get older, the nutritional needs change as well.
Totally.
So when it comes to your life, you said it's been easier to incorporate than you expected it to be. What about like outside of the home? What about when you're around extended family or work? How do you incorporate it then?
So I'm very good at... Prior to this, I did always bring my lunch to work. So I was not one of these people who went out and all that. So I always was used to meal prep. It was just a different kind of meal prep. And so I always brought my lunch to work. But this way now, I really plan out like number of days and make things ahead of time. But even when my husband and I recently went on vacation for 5 days, I brought all the snacks. I brought some of the breakfasts, and then I was able to eat like the good tacos at night or whatever. And that just made me feel a lot more in control. So like, I could go to my favorite cookie place in Los Angeles and have a cookie. And I talked with Coach Jesse about that. So I was like, okay, cool. You can do those things and not totally fall off the rails. So it was nice to just, I always bring my lunchbox and I'm always prepared. And that helped me feel just better throughout the whole trip too. So it takes a little planning.
I was going to say, it sounds like planning was a really big key for you. Are you naturally a planner, or was that like maybe you're even a planner in other areas of your life, but not necessarily as much of a planner with food? So Was that new to you?
No, I always am bringing my insulated cooler with blue ice everywhere. So my friends joke to me that I'm like the mother of everybody and take care of all everybody's refrigerated needs. So yeah, I'm very into planning. And
okay, okay. But it was new to prep your meals ahead of time. That was new. That was the new part.
For a trick. Okay. Yeah, for definitely a trip like that, to pack like cottage cheese and fruit and nuts and all those things for multiple days and bring enough jerky and all those things.
And I assume you drove on this trip.
Yeah. So I traveled throughout California, like to Los Angeles and things for vacation.
Yeah.
So those kinds of trips, not to New York.
Awesome. Awesome. And what about your friends and family? Do they know that you're working with MetPro? Are they supportive if you're eating something different than them? Do they have questions? How do you handle that?
Totally. People have been very supportive. My mother did comment, and I know she won't listen to this podcast, but she was like, oh, when you're done with that diet thing, then we'll go to lunch. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So she doesn't really understand, but my friends are really in support, and my coworkers, and my family doesn't really even know what I'm doing. They don't pay attention. They're 21, 23-year-old boys, and my husband does like eating the ground turkey and whatever I prepare, but they're not really paying attention to me at their ages.
Sure. What about if you had a friend who was asking you about it, how would you describe how it's different than a diet? I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
My supervisor tried it and she did the app and she had her knee pain completely go away after a month, the inflammation by eating this way. And I just try to explain it as it is the carb, fat, protein, but the app helps you figure out what the ratios are that you need, because it is really hard looking on the internet and trying to figure that out on your own, because there's a lot of generic plans that are out there for people. And so I might not get the right amount of protein for myself, or it would just be general.
And when I took the approach of just doing general macro tracking, a big thing that I found was that did not work for me. I'm not saying it doesn't work for other people, but it would just be like, here are your macros that you break down, right? But when you look at, let's just say carbs, I'll just use that one because that was the one that was always hardest for me. Let's say it says you can have 150 grams of carbs a day, which is a very decent amount of carbs. But when you look at the back of your packages, what I understand now is that you're also taking into consideration how much sugar is in there, how much fiber is in there, how much fat is included in this, and is it saturated fat, and is it natural sugar like from fruit, or is it something that somebody has added? These are all questions I never would have even thought to ask before I learned the approach. And so I think that's something that's different from macro tracking, where it's just like, okay, I can eat X amount of carbs and you just add it up, but there's more to it than that.
Totally. That's why it's just so helpful to understand. Cause like I said, I just thought I would tell my friends, oh, I need more protein. And then I'd go eat a scone. Like I am all carb. Like my leaderboard on Peloton is girl loves carbs. That has always been my thing. Like I love carbs. Like I have the sticker on my car. Like I love carbs and sugar, but now the sugar I've broken free, and it feels remarkable.
I'm sure.
I never knew that would be possible.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. When you don't have those ups and downs in your blood sugar all day, you don't have as many cravings because your body's not constantly trying to catch up and feel better. It's as soon as you have a big dip or a big high, your body's like, I need more carbs to stabilize. And then that's where those cravings come from. That can be super frustrating. How has the experience? Okay. So when you came to MetPro, your goal was to lose weight, to maintain, to build muscle. What was your goal?
Yeah.
All those goals first. Okay. Where are you at with those goals 5 months in?
So it's been just about 5 months and I've lost a solid 15 pounds. So that's really amazing for me. And then my goals are also to run a little faster and get stronger. And then, and what I do like is Matt Crow is not saying, oh, you have to do this kind of strength training this day, or this kind of strength training, or that kind of hit, or I'm free to choose my own workout, how I want to do it, because I do run a lot. Like I run typically 4 to 5 mornings a week with my friends. And I do that really always with friends, because that's at 5 a.m. and we all just, that's our time to talk. And it's really more of a social thing for me, and also a fitness thing. And then it's nice to be able to do the strength workout and see the body composition changes that I had never seen before working out for years. I've done all sorts of working. I've always been a member of a club, and then I started Peloton, which I absolutely love. And I'm really into strength training, but I like that MetPro doesn't force me to do certain workouts or things like that. Like, I have the freedom to choose. And I've noticed I'm finally getting abs at 51.
That's incredible.
I my friends, I'm always like trying to, look at this. It's crazy, but I really love that. And that's really great to be feeling this confident at my age. And so I really just want to keep getting that definition and on the nutrition and be able to maintain it, because I did lose weight years ago and kept it off like 5 years, and then it just starts creeping up. And so I dropped that, and I just want to be able to maintain with Pro.
That's wonderful. Was there anything during this journey that you thought you were going to have to change significantly and you didn't?
Yeah, I know that I don't really go out as much, so I did have to change that. Just getting food. I'd always use my kids as the excuse. Oh, I'll just pick you up something, and then.
So that was a bit of a trigger for you.
Yeah. And so now that they're old enough, I'm like, if you want garbage food, go get it yourself. So they can go through those drive-throughs and they can pay for it, because I'm not going to support that. I feel bad that they eat that way, but they're young and it's not.
And you know, there's really no good food versus bad food, right? So it's, yes, there are healthier options. There are options that will fuel their bodies better. But you also have some very specific things that you're trying to do that are not their focus at their age.
Totally. Not their focus.
So I'm glad it's my focus, because it's just helped me honestly be more calm too as a person, just to feel better.
Because there's lots of things that just... You take care of a lot of people sometimes in this decade and all those things. And so it's good to take care of ourselves. And I just, like I said, initially I was like, I don't know, it's this money. And I just thought, so I listened to all the Vet Pro podcasts. And one of the things Angelo had said was, when people talk about the cost of the program, really, it's like the cost of you always going out, or not always, but just going out. You're saving so much by preparing your own food that really I haven't seen really any of a difference in my monthly budget of outgoing expenses. So I just wish I hadn't started it sooner and learned all these things many years ago.
You're doing it now. That's the important thing. Yeah. You've lost 15 pounds. You feel great. You've had a lot of success. Have you noticed any changes with your running or your workouts or anything like that?
I am getting faster. I don't really realize I am. And then my friends will say, slow down. I'm hoping maybe be a little faster in 2025 with a Disneyland race I have coming up, and Big Sur 21 miler, and just little things like that. Like, just feeling better and stronger. And it's nice to feel strong.
Is there anything that we've missed? What else do you want to make sure people know about your journey or about MetPro before we go?
Well, something funny was that when I first started shopping for the list of what's in the app, and I didn't know what Ezekiel bread was or the ActMat crackers. And so now I know what Ezekiel bread is, because that's what I eat every single day. And I get really excited when the ActMat crackers are back in my app. And my husband tried one, because he said, oh, my parents used to buy these. And he tried one and then he spit it out in the sink. So no one will eat my food.
That's funny.
I am glad that I have some things for myself.
I think those acne crackers are delicious, especially with tuna and a little bit of mayo or avocado. Those are really good.
Yeah, I'm scared of tuna.
Oh, I love tuna. Also, the Ezekiel bread, if you keep it in the refrigerator, it stays good. But I've really grown to enjoy the taste of Ezekiel bread. I didn't know what it was prior to Met Pro Ether, but I love it.
I get really excited in the frozen food section. Like, oh, I haven't tried that variety. And so we have tons in our freezer. And I love the Agmat crackers with my one trick pony peanut butter. I just have to put a plug into them. They sell a 9-pound tub of slightly crunchy peanut butter. So I plow through that on Met Pro because I love peanut butter in the app. It's the compound protein or something, like I'm learning. And so anytime I can get peanut butter on something, that's my favorite.
That's awesome. That's fabulous. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the Met Pro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Krista, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. And if you want to let people know where they can find you, if they have any questions, if you have socials that you want to tell people about.
I think my Facebook is private, okay, but they can friend me on Peloton. Okay. I'm GRL_loves_carbs.
Wonderful.
And I'm on Peloton every day.
Thank you again. And listeners, be sure and follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. And you can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key.